Lawsuit accuses Hampton's yacht captain of raping unconscious woman. The Aegis Alliance. A Hampton's New York yacht captain allegedly raped an unconscious woman who passed out on his charter boat after a day of partying, court documents describe. The accuser is a 54-year-old single mom whose identity is not being disclosed as a result of her being a potential sex crime victim. The woman claims she met Cameron McClellan on September 15, 2018, as she walked on the Sag Harbor waterfront along with her college-age son. As they chatted, age 60 McClellan invited her to a party for a wine company being held the following day on his 63-foot catamaran, Heron. The 11 a.m. occasion was filled with booze and marijuana. The accuser claims in courtroom papers, as the sailboat cruised around Shelter Island and Sag Harbor before it returned to the village. McClellan, who was crewing the boat alone, was sober, and whereas the other 15 or so visitors departed around 5 p.m., the lady was too intoxicated to depart and stayed on board. The Brooklyn Federal Court litigation filed December 9 reads. The alleged victim claims she passed out on a bed contained in the boat, awoke to McClellan having intercourse with her, and was unable to push him off. She passed out once more before waking up and leaving. The lawsuit alleges, which is seeking unspecified damages. It's not clear why the accuser waited over 2 years to bring her allegation forward. Sag Harbor police don't have any report of the incident. The allegations are completely bogus and demonstrably so. There's independent evidence that undermines the validity of her claims, stated McClellan's lawyer Isabel Kirshner, who mentioned he unequivocally denies the accusations. McClellan advertises the Heron for luxury charters, private sailing and parties, company occasions, and more. The boat consists of two giant trampolines and a centralized cockpit, the company webpage says. Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license.